Psalm 73 opens the third book of Psalms. Some of the themes in Psalm 73 remind me of those in Psalm 1. Both poems compare the righteous with the wrongdoers. However, Psalm 73 is considerably longer because the poet delves into specifics and dares to question why God allows wrongdoers to get ahead in life as they accumulate their wealth and status. In verse 11, we get at the heart of the matter. We are told what the wrongdoers are thinking. "Tush," say they, "how should God perceive it? Is there knowledge in the Most High?" In other words, does God see? Does God even really care? This is the way deists see the world. They assume that God created the world, set it in motion, and then essentially walked away and let it run on its own. By contrast, the theists, like our psalmist, believe that God remains interested in what is happening. So verse 11 summarizes the thinking of the deists, those who assume that God neither sees their actions nor cares, and this bothers our psalmist. But then in verse 13, the poem changes. Now the psalmist is speaking on behalf of those who try to live righteous lives, and he admits, verse 15, that he himself was actually tempted to think the same way as the deists, that God neither sees nor cares. After all, that's the way the psalmist was occasionally tempted to think. In verse 16, our poem makes yet another shift, as the psalmist tells how he once tried to understand this perplexing situation. Why do the wrongdoers get ahead? And why do those who try to live life uprightly have so many difficulties? In verse 18, the psalmist tells us that he came to realize that things are not always quite as they appeared to him. No, those wrongdoers were, in fact, on a slippery slope. And ever so often, they do come to a fearful end. In verses 21 and 22, the psalmist realizes his worries about the wrongdoers getting ahead were unnecessary and foolish concerns. He simply did not fully understand life and all its complexities. With verse 23, we hear the psalmist's ringing testimony as he once again declares his faith in Yahweh and in Yahweh's counsel and guidance. The psalmist realizes that no person on earth will ever match the support he has received from Yahweh.